In neighboring Massachusetts, criticism of the president from Senator and Democratic White House hopeful Elizabeth Warren.
In the past 12 months, the president has become bolder with his lies and more brazen with his law breaking.
Senator Warren also calling Republicans in Congress fawning, spineless defenders of the president's crimes. The holiday break could be extended for more than 2,000 students in Seattle.
The school district sent a letter to parents earlier this month warning them to get their children vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella by January 8th or their child won't be allowed in class. The letter cited Washington State's recent decision to pass a bill that removes the personal and philosophical options to exempt children from the vaccine. A number of parents support the requirement to get vaccinated.
I'm concerned about my kids' well-being, so whatever is needed, I will get it.
It is important because you never know what's going around or anything like that.
The Washington State Health Department says there have been nearly 90 cases of the measles reported in the state this year. Marcus White, Fox News.
A subdued start to the new year in Hong Kong. The traditional fireworks display over Victoria Harbor was canceled this year amid safety concerns. For the better part of a year, pro-democracy protesters have been clashing with police. I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local now brought to you in part by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Now, I suffered from my own chronic pain for a long time, going on like 8 months. Due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. And then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA. After just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain in my shoulder has gone away. In fact, I've canceled my shoulder surgery. So you don't have to live with chronic pain. I don't care why you have it. Broken bones, disc injuries, headaches, migraines, PTSD. I don't care why you have the pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA right now. Ask for Summer. She'll answer all your questions. 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767. That's PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, and it's now open right here in Las Vegas. I had a chance earlier to talk with a friend of mine who is very close to the Trump campaign. In fact, he's the strategic communications director for the Trump 2020 reelect. And we got to talking about this incredible economy that's going to come to a screeching halt for the year in just an hour or so. It's absolutely amazing. And this is the economy the president is going to be running on.
Yeah, it's really remarkable, Kevin. You know, it wasn't that long ago that they were talking about recessions and doom and gloom. They were doing anything they could to try to downplay the success of President Trump, and they get the so-called experts get proven wrong over and over again. We've hit so many record stock markets, which it's not just about Wall Street. I mean, that's about Main Street. If you're saving for retirement, saving for your child's education and college education, these are great signs for the American people. Unemployment, paychecks going up. It's really a remarkable thing. And I can tell you, as we head into tomorrow and a new decade, the roaring 20s are back in the United States again.
Mark, let me ask you, this president has stayed the course. You remarked about how 6 months ago there were people on the other side, a lot of the 2020 presidential wannabes predicting doom and gloom and recession. This president, though, correct me if I'm wrong, has just not wavered with regulations, with tax cuts, all the things that he's done. Can you talk a little bit about and you know the man? Can you talk a little bit about how this president has stayed the course and has been unwavering in his approach to the economy?
Yeah, well, I think it comes from his business background. I mean, he knows that having dealt with it for so long, that government regulation is oftentimes what's holding back so many companies, so many investments. And when you had so many companies that were parking trillions of dollars overseas because the tax structure in the United States was so bad, the great thing about his tax cuts is that we've gotten trillions of dollars back into this country. They're investing it in new facilities, new equipment, new employees. And because we, for the first time in American history, have more jobs available than we do unemployed people, that means the American worker's winning, because any employer is either going to have to pay you more to get you to jump ship or to have to pay you more to keep you where you are. And that's how the American worker wins in this economy, and why we're seeing, it was just out in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, that low-wage workers are gaining faster than middle and upper-income workers, because companies are forced to compete now for your workability.
Mark, explain to me how the president has done this in the wake of 3 years of investigation, of lies, of half-truths. How has the president done this? How has he been able to get his message across in the face of every morning waking up to another breaking news on CNN, breaking news, a blockbuster? How has he been able to do this?
Well, I think one of the undertold, at least for now, things is, you know, people often talk about the president's social media platform, but he now is the first president in American history to be able to bypass the American mainstream media and take his message directly to the people. And to put a point on that, you know, when you look at the president's entire social media platform, it is as large as a Super Bowl-sized audience. And so as we gear up here for football playoffs, remember that that's the most watched show in television every year. And every time he takes to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, he reaches the same number of people that watch that Super Bowl every single year. And so he can bypass that bias. He can make sure the truth is getting out there. And I think that's one of the most powerful tools that he has at his disposal.
Well, and it's a validation, I think, of the American public. We're not a bunch of morons out there. We are free-thinking Americans, and maybe it says something about the American people that they're smarter than some of these so-called experts.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right, and we've seen this a couple of times in our history when the American people stood up and said no to the liberal elite and to on either party who thought that they were the ones that were controlling things, when it was actually the people. The power of our government doesn't come from the government. It comes from the people. And every so often we exercise that and remind government who they work for. That's what this president is doing. That's why he's been able to connect. And I'll tell you, every time I go out, and I travel the country all the time now, speaking for the campaign and on behalf of the president, people come up to me, tell me that they were Democrats, their parents were Democrats, they voted Democrat in the past, and that they're supporting this president because, A, they like the results he's getting, and B, they don't even recognize the Democrat Party anymore because they have gone so far to the radical extreme.
Can you talk a little bit about the advances that this president has made among people of color? I don't know if you have the numbers in front of you or if you have it off the top of your head, but I'm curious because it appears that there is something going on, something bubbling up under the surface of our electorate, and in particular with people of color and this president. Can you talk a little bit about the advances the president has made with Hispanics, with African Americans, and other people of color?
Now, it's really remarkable. And, you know, you've seen some of the public polling data that shows the president pulling, you know, anywhere from 30 to 35% support among Black Americans, and his support among Hispanic and Latino Americans is also very high for a Republican president. But then when you actually dig deeper into that, and I'm seeing it happen just as people are coming up and talking to me, folks of color are coming up and saying, you know, this president actually came into our community and said, what do you have to lose? And he pointed out that despite the fact that we have elected Democrats and supported Democrats for, you know, for decades upon decades, we haven't gotten the benefits out of that. They've counted on our vote, expected our vote, but they haven't delivered any results. This president is actually delivering results, whether it's the lowest unemployment rate for Black Americans in history or Hispanic and Latino Americans, rising paychecks, new opportunities for small businesses, new opportunities and investment in historically Black colleges and universities, all of these things that matter so much to so many people. This is the president who's delivering on it. And so they've told me, look, I can't put on a red hat, but I can pull that ballot box and check the box for President Trump, and that's what they plan to do.
I think that's amazing. Mark Lauder joining us, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. Tomorrow, a brand new year. Does that mean a brand new strategy, or is it just do more of the same? I know there's a big public appearance coming up next month in Wisconsin at the Wisconsin-Milwaukee Panther Arena. That's coming up, a Keep America Great rally on January 14th. What is the strategy going forward? Do the same thing he's been doing?
Well, I think to a certain extent, you'll still see the president out there doing the mega rallies. I mean, obviously, we haven't had a president in history that during his reelection could actually fill a basketball arena and put tens of thousands of people still waiting outside watching on Jumbotron. The amount of energy is remarkable, but he's also going to continue doing the job he was elected to do. So you saw the White House announce they're going to be signing the phase one China trade deal here in the middle of the month in the White House. They're going to start negotiations with the United Kingdom for a legendary and landmark free trade agreement with the UK once they complete Brexit. These are all great things that are benefiting American workers, American companies. So during the day, you're going to see all that continue. And, you know, a few times a week and at night, you're going to see him out there on the stump talking to those overflow capacity crowds. You'll see the vice president out there. You'll see people, you know, from our campaign, myself included. We're going to be traveling the country, visiting states, not just the ones the president won, but the ones the president is going to win, such as Nevada, New Hampshire, Minnesota, New Mexico, and many, many more.
This is all coming in the face of impeachment. Congress will be returning in a week or so, and we'll begin to take that up. I want you to hear Cut 9. This is Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, another presidential wannabe, admitting in a Twitter message that impeachment will reelect President Trump. Here it is.
In 2020, we will have a new president in the White House. But the real question is, how many of you do not want that to be Donald Trump? I definitely don't. But unfortunately, the House impeachment of the president has greatly increased the likelihood that Donald Trump will remain the president for the next 5 years. Now, first, we all know that Trump is not going to be found guilty and removed from office by the U.S. Senate. It's not going to happen. Second, the impeachment, in my view, will actually increase his support amongst voters, and it's going to make him harder to defeat. Furthermore, the House impeachment has increased the likelihood that Republicans will take over the House of Representatives. So I'm really concerned that because of this House impeachment, we will end up not only with Donald Trump as president from 2020 to 2024, we'll actually end up with a Republican-controlled Senate and a Republican-controlled House. This is going to be a disaster for our country. Now, I know that we can beat Trump in 2020, but our sights must be set on a much larger goal than just defeating Trump. We need to stand together, work side by side to usher in a bright future of peace, genuine equality, and human dignity.
Is Tulsi Gabbard right? Is impeachment playing into the hands of the president?
Absolutely she is. In fact, there was some polling yesterday I saw from Gallup that said since Nancy Pelosi announced this witch hunt inquiry, support for impeachment has fallen by 6%, and the president's approval rating has increased by that 6%. And also, when you look at some of the internal polling that we do on the campaign, in 30 House districts where they elected President Trump in 2016 but elected a Democrat in 2018, there has been an 11-point shift and an 11-point advantage now of voters in those districts who are saying they want a Republican member of Congress, not their current Democrat. Nancy Pelosi has misplayed this. She was right back in May when she said you had to have it be bipartisan and overwhelming to do an impeachment, but she succumbed to the radical squad leadership of her party, and now they're going off the cliff like Thelma and Louise because the American people see that this is just a sham. And so it is going to usher in, I believe, not only in a bigger majority in the Senate, a return to the House majority, and of course, President Trump being reelected in probably an even bigger margin than he was in 2016.
Do you smell a wave election?
I always try to avoid those kinds of terms, especially this far out. You know, anything and everything can change in politics in the next 11 months. But things are definitely on the right track for us, but we've got to work hard. And that requires folks who are listening to this radio show to know how important you are in that you got to get out and talk to friends and neighbors and people at work and people at church. And even those folks who traditionally vote Democrat, a lot of them are crossing over. They're walking away, and we need to have open arms for them to listen, talk to them about the benefits that are taking place in our country because of the president's leadership, and then make sure they get to the polls and vote for Republicans in 2020. It's there, but we've got a lot of work left to do, and we can't take anything for granted.
That's Mark Lauder, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. Yeah, things look good now. A long ways to November of 2020. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is New Year's Eve. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA. 263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, Live and Local Now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the chili Colorado combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, just $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Liberty HealthShare. I just love it. In fact, you want to check it out for yourself, go to Liberty HealthShare. .org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Coming up, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Now, you know how that works. Even on the last day of the year, we are true to the format. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call me. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. The Dow and the markets and your 401ks are through the roof. Everybody's got a 401k. You've done well, haven't you? We'll talk about it. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is the final day of 2019 as we move forward to 2020 and the arrival of the Raiders. We'll talk about that and more coming up. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. 8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street wrapping up the final day of trading for the year with stocks mixed, but still the major averages are on track for their best year since 2013. And President Trump says he'll be signing the first phase of a trade deal with China at the White House on January the 15th. However, Shah Gilani of Money Map Press says that he does not expect discussions of a phase two deal to be an issue for investors.
Phase two is not going to happen anytime soon. The market doesn't care about that. That's going to take years.
Among the gainers today, financials and industrials, while healthcare and tech companies are lagging. And shares of McDermott sinking around 11%, adding to the previous session's 50% plunge as investors brace for a potential bankruptcy filing. The Wall Street Journal reports that the provider of engineering and construction services to the energy industry has been in talks with its lenders to file for bankruptcy within weeks. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Military reinforcements are being sent to the American Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq.
U.S. defense officials say about 100 U.S. Marines will bolster security at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad after Iranian-backed Shia militiamen tried to breach the embassy compound. A U.S. Apache helicopter gunship dropped flares in what the military called a show of force.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. The protests are over airstrikes Sunday that killed militia members in Iraq, retaliation for a rocket attack that killed an American contractor and wounded several soldiers. President Trump on Twitter announces that he'll sign phase one of a China trade deal January 15th, then head to China later for phase two talks.
Under phase one, the president agreed to cancel some new tariffs and reduce rates for other duties, and China said it would buy more U.S. agricultural products. The deal also includes changes related to intellectual property and technology.
John Decker at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the latest from Fox News Podcasts, The Campaign with Brett Baer. With updates from reporters on the trail and in-studio experts, Brett keeps you informed on the 2020 race. Go to foxnewspodcast.com and download The Campaign with Brett Baer now.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business.
I'm Liz Klayman.
And I'm Charles Payne.
Life is too short not to go long.
We care about your success.
Your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Subscribe and listen to the latest from Fox News Podcasts. It's the Impeachment Witch Hunt with Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. A must listen to get the full legal view of the current impeachment. Greg lays out the historical context and what is on the line legally. All the facts, all in one place.
Due process does apply to congressional investigations.
Go to foxnewspodcasts.com to download and subscribe now. America is listening to Fox News.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly?
We are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. It is live and local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. For those of you that don't know, in this final half hour, we essentially turn the program over to you. We talk about what it is that matters to you. For instance, we haven't talked a lot about 2019 and what it meant to you. Was it a good year for you? Was it a bad year for you? And what do you expect in 2020? We really haven't gotten to that yet. And we're going to do that right now. In fact, let's begin with Lewis. Lewis, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
All the best for 2020. You know what, Kevin? 2019 was a good year all around. I mean, in spite of what the Democrats have been pushing, Rocket Man hadn't been firing stuff off in North Korea. Our economy is stable.
Our economy is not just stable. It's like off the charts great. I mean, records being set. Have you checked your 401k lately?
Yes. All that is fantastic. We've had some really good things happening as a country, as a city. We had 50 million visitors in Las Vegas. That's huge. If that isn't a sign of a strong economy, I don't know what is.
By the way, did I mention, Lewis, we're only months away from opening up Allegiant Stadium and the Raiders and welcoming the NFL to Las Vegas. I'd say that's a pretty good 2019.
That is a great 2019. I'm not excited so much about the team, but we are an NFL city. I got to drive you around from a date.
Oh, that's right.
Cool for me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So
business is booming for Uber and Lyft drivers, right?
For everyone. And I just want to wish you a happy new year and all the listeners there a happy new year. And we got to fight stronger and harder than we ever have. The Democrats on the left and the haters, it's the haters. It's not so much the Democrats. It's the haters of Donald Trump. It's really a tired old tune.
Hey, Lewis, Lewis, quick question. Are you driving tonight?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yes. Yeah, I do real estate as well. I got an appointment here. That's another good thing. I'm closing out the year. I got an appointment today here at 1, and then I'm going to head out about 5 o'clock. I'm going to go deal with the madness. But, people need rides. I'll probably stop around 11:30, park somewhere, look at the fireworks, and then probably go again till 5 or 6 in the morning. You know, people need rides, Kevin.
And they're going to be willing to tip.
Hopefully, that's the plan.
Lewis, thank you so much for your many kindnesses. And be safe out there tonight, would you please?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Have a happy new year. That's Lewis. That is my Uber Lyft guy. Yeah. Yeah. He is nothing short of amazing. Let's go to Clinical Carl. One more time this year. Carl, what's going on, my friend? Happy New Year.
You got it. Same to you. I hope it turns out good. Listen, let me try to fill you in quick on economy to a point that people should know. Economy works in cycles. When Obama took over from Bush, we were in a deep recession. The stock market was under 8,000. When he left office, it was close to 19,000. Yeah, all I hear from people is, well, African-American, it's the lowest ever. Well, Trump dropped it about 1%. Obama dropped it 7 to 8%. It's on a cycle. It'll keep going up. It hardly mattered who was in office. It's going on an up cycle, and it's going to hit a point where it's going to go on a down cycle. That's how it works.
So you don't believe that tax cuts and reining in regulations,
no.
You don't think that's helped?
It maybe a tiny bit, but not. It's still on a cycle from Wall Street and the big banks and everything else. It's a cycle. It works on a cycle.
And you don't think that getting tough with China and the China tariffs and any of that. What I heard on Fox Business today was that they were talking in terms. Charles Payne was talking in terms of it was talking tough with China. That's had an impact on our economy as well. Do you not believe that?
I think China laughs at everything that comes out of the White House, and then Russia and everybody else. But my last point is there was a thing where they were talking about Trump taking phone calls from Putin. Every time he takes any calls from these people, doesn't keep a transcript. Nobody can listen. And I'll tell you why. For the new year, what he's doing, he's taking orders. And if you don't believe that, I'm sorry for you, but I believe it. I think he's beholden to them financially and other ways. And he never was a great businessman. Everybody's saying, what a wonderful businessman. He lost money on almost everything he ever did. Almost everything he ever did.
But he's a billionaire.
Else. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
I'll tell you why. Worth is by your bottom line is what you owe and to what you have. And if you checked his tax returns, which you never will, he probably owes more than he's worth. And you can take it from me. I'm pretty sure of that. So,
Carl,
good luck and good and happy new year. Yeah.
Happy new year, my friend. Clinical Carl, one last time in 2019. Now, I want you to hear from Doug Collins. By the way, we'll get to more of your calls coming up. You want to weigh in on 2019, look ahead to 2020. That's great. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I'm a big believer. We can quote all of the unemployment numbers, the wage growth, all of that stuff, but it doesn't matter if it doesn't impact you where you live. I want to find out as we close out 2019, has it been a good year for you? Are you living less paycheck to paycheck than you used to? Do you have some money left over at the end of every month? Do you have money for a vacation this coming summer? Maybe you're going to go on a cruise. Maybe you're going to go to Europe. You tell me. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. The one thing I will tell you, and by the way, you want to follow me on Twitter, @KevinWallRadio. That essentially, if you have a 401k, your life is not just a little better, it's much better. Much better. We'll talk about that. But first, I want you to hear from Doug Collins. He's the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, and we've been talking a lot about this wave of anti-Semitic acts. It's not just against Jews. It's people of faith, attacks on people of faith of all kinds. But listen to Doug Collins. He's the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee. He was on Fox last night. He is firmly in the belief, this is cut three, by the way, that we will overcome this wave of anti-Semitic acts.
Well, it's very disturbing, especially the anti-Semitic trend that we're seeing. We're seeing it, you know, frankly, all over our country. We're seeing it even to the halls of Congress, the BDS movement, other things that tend to just heighten this issue with the anti-Semitic atmosphere that's out there. And we've seen this recently in New York. What is good, though, is there are people fighting back. We've proposed legislation. The president himself took part of that legislation and signed an executive order just a couple of weeks ago that actually aimed at toning down at this anti-Semitic activity on and rhetoric that happens on our college campuses and other places. So yeah, people are beginning to see this. I hope that their eyes will be opened. This weekend is tragic. My heart goes out to those who are simply worshiping and had people who at the depths of their hearts were evil do evil things. And I think that is concerned whether you see it in the anti-Semitic activity in New York or in the issue down in Texas where the gentleman came in and started shooting people during communion, but people fought back. So it's a disturbing trend, but one in which also I think we do overcome because people do see the evil that is out there.
In your piece, Congressman, you write, quote, hateful rhetoric does nothing but pave the way to oppression and violence. Simply condemning anti-Semitic rhetoric is no longer enough. We must stand together and actively work to stop it. We put together some of the stats that paint the picture of this rising tide of anti-Semitism and these hateful acts. Nationally, over 1,300. This is this year, looking back at the rise that we saw in 2018. In New York State alone, over 300. Brooklyn, New York, over 120 incidents. You look at these stats, you look at the numbers put together with the Anti-Defamation League and the FBI, Congressman. You are offering specific solutions. You talk about the rhetoric that we see in Congress. You also talk about, as you just mentioned, the rhetoric that we see on our college campuses and some of the hateful acts that we have seen. What specific solutions are you offering?
Well, I think the biggest specific solution is call anti-Semitic activity for what it is. And I think that is when you have, especially the Jewish people who have been, over the history, marginalized and put in positions in which they have endured the Holocaust, they've endured many things over time in which people are not focused on. I think the biggest thing, though, is let's take a step back. Why is this out there and why do we allow it to go on? No people group, no matter who they are, should be terrorized by others who simply hate them. They should not be in a position in which they are allowed to say things that encourage violence or encourage a position in which people can say it's okay to not like this or that group of people. We've got to get better than this. And I think this is in our country. When we take these steps forward, we say this language is in our country that when it attacks others, when it dehumanizes or demeans others, that is when it overcrosses the line. And we've all got to come together to realize this country has given us the greatest freedoms in the world, the freedom of speech, the freedom of worship. Those are the things that we cherish, and we cannot begin to take those down simply because of our political views.
That's Doug Collins, rising star in the Republican Party, member of the House of Representatives from Georgia. He was very active in the, he was the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee when they were passing articles of impeachment. When we come back, a piece of news that broke last night relative to the president and his defense team, his legal defense team, relative to impeachment. We'll get to that more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Oh, by the way, you want to join us? You can. Jim is standing by. We'll get to his call first and everybody else behind Jim. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I really want to find out about your 2019 with an eye towards 2020. In my life, this has been a very, very good year. The best? Yeah, I don't know. It's still early. There's still another, 12 hours to go. But it's right up there. And you know, you look at your 401k, and your 401k is like through the roof. Yeah, we'll talk about that and more coming up, live and local now.
Hi there. This is Summer with PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. Every day at PIBCOA, we treat people with physical injuries and help them find healing with our non-drug and non-invasive treatments. We helped Kevin Wall recover from his shoulder impingement so effectively, he canceled his surgery. We're not limited to treating physical pain and injuries. We also treat the brain. We help people who are suffering from PTSD, depression, concussions, addiction, and Alzheimer's. We use microcurrents of electricity to help every cell in your body to start healing rapidly, even those in your brain. Our patients are sleeping better, have increased energy, and improved relationships. Schedule your treatment today. Call me at 702-546-8767. That's 546-8767. Take advantage of our December special. Kevin Wall listeners receive two treatments for the price of one. Call us now at our West Sahara PIBCOA Clinic, 702-546-8767, or visit us at PIBCOA.com.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's the last segment of 2019. Hard to believe it. We got Mark from our staff is going to be out driving Uber and Lyft tonight. Look for him. We got Lady Ashley from our staff is going to be down there partying like crazy. I think. Yeah, she will be. Wouldn't it be weird? Wouldn't it be weird if Mark picked up Ashley as a fare on Uber or Lyft? Would that be like crazy? The chances of that would be that. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. By the way, did you know that the Golden Knights are playing this afternoon? No. In fact, they're going to be starting against the Anaheim Ducks in just a few minutes. Yeah. I just love that. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're up, and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, and Happy New Year, Kevin.
Happy New Year, Jim.
Thank you so much. I just, you know, there's a lot to talk about this year, but I'll just start here. Carl. You know, I would rather take my financial advice from an expert. Personally, my finances have greatly increased this year. I'm on a fixed income, but my disability pay through the VA has substantially increased this year due to the changes that were initiated by President Trump. And if we look at history, which I'm a history buff, the Great Depression, experts say that it continued for anywhere from 4 to 7 years longer than it needed to because of the intervention of the government. We need to let private enterprise take over. Trump has done that with lifting regulations, making it easier for businesses to start and grow. And that's what the economy is based upon, is private enterprise, not government intervention.
You know, we've always talked in terms of Democrats always want government intervention. They want government programs. They want a government fix for this or a government fix for that, a government fix for homelessness, a government fix for income inequality, racial injustice. They want a government fix. For instance, the best example, Jim, that I can bring up is this attack on people of faith, whether it be in Tarrant County, Texas, or in suburban New York. This is not something the government can fix. This is something that you and I have to be able to fix among our friends, your family, my family, people we work with. That's got to be how we fix some of these things. And all the government can do, and we've always talked about this for decades, all we can do is create a climate. Government can create a climate where individuals will thrive. That's really
Absolutely.
All. That's really all we can do. And I wish it were different, that government could wrinkle its nose and all of a sudden fix homelessness and the climate crisis and all of this stuff.
All government intervention takes money out of my pocket, which keeps me from buying more cheeseburgers. You know, government intervention is it doesn't work.
Well, and you see these programs like the Green New Deal and some of these things.
Yeah.
I mean, they're talking $50 trillion and $70 trillion dollars, and it's just like, excuse me, that's your money. That's my money.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Wow. Jim, have a happy new year, my friend, and we'll talk to you in 2020.
Thank you so much. Bye.
There you go. Some final thoughts. 2019 has been a very good year for me personally, for my business, for my community. I mean, you talked to Carolyn Goodman, and we had her on, a couple of months ago? And she was just beaming from ear to ear talking about the progress that the city has made. You talked to Tommy White, the head of the Laborers Union 872. They're building Allegiant Stadium. It's been incredible. It has been an amazing run. Now, I will tell you that we are, you know, minutes away from some sort of life-changing element, whether it be another 1 October or war with Iran, or something to do with Russia or China. Anything can happen. But you know what? We are pointed in the right direction. And when we end up doing these surveys, they call it right track, wrong track. I, without even seeing them, I would be willing to bet that a lot of people, the majority of people, think we are on the right track. And as you folks take a day to enjoy New Year's and New Year's Eve, I certainly hope that you'll be careful. Call up my buddy, Mark Hoke. Yeah, I'm serious. Call him up and say that you need an Uber ride or a Lyft ride. Use that app. Do not drink and drive, please. And we'll all get together. Yeah, we'll all get together again on Thursday, okay? Till we join you then, for our entire crew, for Andrew Paul, for Lady Ashley, for Mark, my name is Kevin Wall. Make the most of your New Year's holiday, would you please? Live and local now. Happy New Year! Look inside the, let the sound take you away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas.
790 KBET,
Winchester, Las Vegas.
Talk now! Arrest in a California mass shooting. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Six people now being held more than a month after gunfire erupted.